Murphy Houston here. Very excited. Things are beginning to open up here in Colorado, and one of my favorite events is coming back to Ball Arena the weekend of August 13th to 15th. It's Monster Jam, those big Monster Jam trucks. I love that. I take my grandchildren there. It's a big event, and I'm so glad it's coming back to town. But I've talked to drivers before and how they got into the events, but I'm noticing the other day that more and more women are driving these monster trucks and competing in Monster Jam. And I'm fortunate to have one of them with me right now. Her name is Kayla Blood. Kayla, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing good. I think with the last name of Blood, that probably scares half the drivers already, doesn't it?
Absolutely, man. I think it fits me perfect.
Now, what also is very special about Kayla is that she drives the truck Soldier of Fortune. Am I correct about that?
Yes, sir. It's just Soldier Fortune.
And it's a military-based setup, isn't it?
Yes, sir. So my truck is a tribute to the men and women in uniform. I want to say it debuted about eight years ago, and it's been awesome to be able to pilot the Soldier Fortune Monster Jam truck, you know, and represent for all the men and women in uniform. It gives me that much more motivation.
Well, that is fantastic, because when you come to Denver, there is a ton of military men and women here, retired, active, and they need to know you are out there driving on their behalf. Congratulations for that, Kayla.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. Yes, sir.
But the big question is, how does a lovely lady such as yourself get involved with driving monster trucks?
Well, for me, it's kind of a crazy story, you know. I've kind of had it's been a crazy ride for me. But, you know, growing up, I actually started with track. I was a track star. I was a hurdler. So a lot of people think that doesn't really relate to racing. But I can tell you what, coming out of those blocks and doing track and field, and when you're sprinting and you're doing the hurdles and stuff, you have to come out of those blocks as soon as that gun goes off. So I feel like I've gotten a good bit of reaction time from running track and also doing ATV motocross. And, you know, I really feel like everything I've kind of done is kind of like built me for a monster truck. So it's pretty cool, you know, to be where I am today. Like I said, I ran track for a while after college. You know, after a little bit of college, I decided to enlist in the Louisiana National Guard. I did that for a little while, got into some MMA, and that's whenever I met my husband. And we started doing a little bit of ATV motocross, and ultimately ATV motocross is what got me into Monster Jam. 6 years ago, I was riding my ATV and competing at Monster Jam for intermission events and stuff like that, just having fun and never really knowing that I could be a driver of one of these Monster Jam trucks and be piloting these 12,000-pound beasts around on an arena or a stadium floor. And I got my opportunity shortly after competing at Monster Jam on my ATV, and they wanted me to audition. They liked the, you know, the aggression I had on the ATV, and then I love being there for the fans, and like I just love pumping up the crowd, and so that was always a good thing. So I got my chance at Monster Jam University, and here I am today. It's been an awesome ride. You know, I've driven El Toro Loco, I've driven Zombie, and now I'm in Soldier Fortune, so it's been a dream come true.
Well, and I think anybody who's watched the track and field events at the Olympics the last couple of weeks knows what it's all about and what you've been through. That is a tough road to go, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Like I said, it's kind of crazy to think, but, you know, I really feel like my reaction time when it comes to racing in monster trucks, it comes down to that reaction time coming off the starting line. And a lot of times I'll look over and I'll see them still sitting on the line and I'm like, man, what's going on? But I really feel like the track and field coming out of the blocks like we have to, and just ATV motocross coming out of the gate like I've had to. And, you know, just having that aggression and that grit has literally given me the tools and the mindset and the skill set that I need to be able to pilot these Monster Jam trucks and give our fans the best show that we can. And, of course, show all the little girls that we can beat Gravedigger. We can beat all the guys out there.
That's what my granddaughters want to hear. They want to be girls, and they're going to want to drive like you. So are you going to be involved with the pit party down at the Ball Arena when you're in town?
Yes, sir. So we have two pit parties, and I want to say Saturday and Sunday. You can come out on the arena floor. Due to all the COVID protocols and all this stuff, we do have some restrictions, but you guys are going to be able to see the trucks. We're going to be able to see you guys, and you can take pictures and stuff. So come on out. It's going to be fun. And it's always really cool for the kids to get up close and personal with these trucks. instead of in the stands, you know, and then they get to see them in action. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, it's pretty cool. When you get down next to the trucks, it takes your breath away. They're massive. And to see you get in and drive them, it takes my breath away. You have a lot of guts, young lady, I'll tell you that. And, you know, I'm going to say this about you since we talked about how you got in. I was just reading in your bio that you currently hold the LSU Louisiana High School state record for the 100-meter hurdles with a time of 13.2. That's record-breaking, kiddo. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm still very proud of that.
You should be.
I know every time my friends go to the state meets and they announce it, I always get a few texts from them saying, no one's beat it yet. You're still the record holder. So.
Well, it's like your own Olympics in Louisiana. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So do people call you Kay or Kayla?
My closer friends call me Kay, and then Kayla is mostly what I'm known for, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be one of your closer friends. I'm going to call you Kay, if you don't mind.
That's quite all right.
All right, Kay. Well, thank you for giving us some time here. We're looking forward to seeing you next weekend, August 13th through the 15th at the Ball Arena, downtown Denver. It's Monster Jam. If you've never been there, it is fun. It's exciting. It's amazing with young ladies and young men like Kay can do with these massive beasts called monster trucks. Good luck next week, Kay. We'll see you down there.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Good job, Kay. We appreciate